Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Pinchos ben Elazar ben Aaron Hakoyen, Heishiv es Hamosi me Abnei Yisrael, the Kano is Kenosi Besoichom, for the Chirisi es Bnei Yisrael Bekenosi, and I did not destroy Klaus of Kenosi. Lochain Emor, Hinini Naisilai es Brisi Shalom. The Torah Akdoisha emphasizes the Maisa of Pinchos ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyen and the schar that he got for doing this tremendous act of being Mekane Kines Hashem. And Rashi brings down a very, very interesting inyan over here. Rashi's bothered by the fact that the parasha starts off Pinchos ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyen. We have to go ahead and state his yichus. What is this? The Mishnah in Kedushin, Babaykin as Aima is Aviv. What's the pshat over here? That have to state. We have to say the yichus of Pinchos ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyen. Of them, Rashi brings down an interesting pshat. Rashi says the fishahoyu ashvotim mivazin oisoy. The shvatim started to go ahead and rank out and put down Pinchos. Ve'isim ben puti zeh. Have you seen this ben puti? Shepitim ovi imo agom lavodis kechavim. That his grandfather, who was his grandfather? He was mefatim. His grandfather was mefatim. Fatim means to fatten up agolim, young calves lavodis kechavim. V'holag nosi shevet mi Yisrael, and he killed out the nosi shevet mi Yisrael. V'fikoch bo hakosoiv v'yichsoi achar aharoi. Came along the pasuk and was miyachisim achar aharoi. This Rashi is tremendous. There are a few questions we could ask on this Rashi. Rashi says, then why are they being miyachis? Why is the pasuk being miyachis Pinchos? Because there was a taina beside the shvatim. Look, who is the one who killed the nasi shevet miYisrael? Who was he? His grandfather was mefatim agom lavodis kochavim. Frak the achronim a gevalde kikashim. Doesn't make sense. What kind of taina is that? Hello, the halacha in Shas is Sanhedrin pei beis. Haboyel Aramis Kanoim Poingboy. If Chas V'Sholoim is a Maisa of somebody created doing an act, Chas V'Sholoim Boyel Aramis with a guy, is Kanoim Poingboy. That loch is Kanoim Poingboy. So what is that taina? Who cares who his grandfather was? If the din was that this person's chayiv, what's the difference who his grandfather was? So you'll tell me that the taina wasn't such a strong taina. It wasn't. They were just being mevazim. But it's not true. The Torah says, no, Akdoish has to come and be Yachas Pinchos after his grandfather to show us what? No, he has Gevaldik Yichus. That's not a Taina. Vayis Tois, the Taina was accepted. It was heard by the Ibn Shalom, and then the Ibn Shalom came and said, no, you should know it's Pinchos ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyen. What is the Taina? Halei Halach is Kanaim Pengu. And what is the Tshuva? And if there is a Taina, so what's the Tshuva? Pinchos ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyen. The Mice is a Taina here. What's the kasha, what's the shaila, what was the taina, what's the teretz? And from here we're going to be boyas of al Yisoy. And be'ez Hashem, it's Hashem, when you'll be married and have children, you could use this also as bris Torah. Because it's a big shaila that everybody asks. We know Pinchos is Eliyo, he's zoicha to brisi shalom, and he's zoicha that we know with the kisei shal Eliyo, and Eliyo Hanavi is present by every bris. Why Dafke Eliyo HaNavi? You'll tell me because he was Zeichah to Brisi Sholom, like the Targum of Yonis Ibn Uziel says, he got a bracha of a long life and he never died. There's other great people who never died. Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. There's a Gemara in Soita Daf Yud Aleph. Moshe Rabbeinu Loi Meis, according to one Talmud. Many people are Loi Meis. Why is it Dafke the one, Pinchas, is the one to be? The one that comes to every bris and is the one that's present at the Chelek of bris that we have.
Ve'yosef, Ve'yosef Salant, says a myriad of Yisoid on this Torah. I want to use it to answer this Kasha also, maybe to understand a big Yisoid. He first declares, what is Taka the terrible Aveira of Aboyal Aramis? Hello, the Etzim Isser of Aboyal Aramis, Chatzashom, someone who lives with a goy. The Gemara tells in Avodah Zorah that it was only Nigzam based Dino Shachashmoinoi. They were goys are living with a Chatzashom Agoya, Mishum Nashga, or Nashgaz, Isinido, and other Isurim, but Lamaisa, it will pass is only a Gzeira for the Beis Dino Shachashmoinoi. What's the terrible zach of living with a goy? Obviously, it's an aveir. We don't, but here the halach is kanoim poiginba. The halach is such a stringent aveir thing. There's no. Normally, halach is when you want to kill somebody for doing an aveir, he needs a bezdin. He needs edim and a bezdin to kill him off. Here, any kanoi could go ahead and kill him for what? For living with a goy. I love the aveir living with a goy. It's a serious offense. But it's not even as serious as Chas v'Shalom other Aveiros, and there we need Beis Din, there we need all the dinim, halachas and Shulchan Aruch, of how, when you kill him, how to kill him. Here, Chas v'Shalom person sees it, he can go and attack right away and kill out the person who's doing the Aveiro. What is the Zach? So he wants to be Mazbin, it's a beautiful shtickle. Then what is the icky soid of this Aveiro? We know that halacha is a Boisai. And this is also a Tanai in the halacha of Knoim Poigim Boy. The halacha is only if it's Bala Befarhesya. Only if it's done amongst the crowd in a Pirsum, then the halacha is Knoim Poigim Boy. If it's a secret job, Chas v'Shalom, so then it's just the Aveira with the Bezim was Geyser on, but Mitzah, the Etzim is Isser, it's not as Chomer. There's no Knoim Poigim Boy. Only if it's Befarhesya, like the mice over here. So there, the Helika, the Yosef Salam Zot, the Bel Yosef Amir, the Gepshat, the Iker Ha'ovo in Shalabo Ala Rasu Ve'esho, is not mitzad the Etzim Aveira, the Maisa, Elohu mitzad Chilu, Kedusha As Yisrael. It's a Chilu for the Kedusha As Yisrael. V'nei Om the Torah, so if Daitel Shalodim Yisrael, if he sees Chas v'Shalom somebody in Klal Yisrael, Shehoyle who mechales hoyin kedushas Yisrael, that he went and he's mechale, he profaned the halak of kedushas Yisrael, our honor, our holiness. He went and profaned it. Birabim, shevdi lono min ha'amim liyos lechelak min ha'chalosh shal kodesh baruch hu, that Hashem picked us from all the amim to be the holy and chosen nation. He goes and Chas v'Shalom lives with a Basik El Nechor. This is a tremendous, disgusting act. Not mitzad the Mais Alain, but the Chil Hashem that's involved of taking a Goya when he knows the Kedusha that's present in him. That is the tremendous, disgusting act of Aboy El Aramis before Hesya. He goes and lives with a goy, Rachman al Itzlan. And that's the yisoid of the halach of kanoi and poigin boy. It's dafka kanoi though. Like he says before, it's not so posh you're allowed to do this halacha. If he goes to Bezin to ask, Bezin will not murder like him. And only if it's kanoi. What does it mean? He wants to understand the pshat that you have to have this kino. You have to be burning inside of you. What's going on here? The chil Hashem of somebody stooping low to act like the goy, to live with the goy. That's what's burning inside of this mekaneh, this kanoi. He's not Chas v'Shalom so upset of obviously the aveiros hurts him, but more the chil Hashem sheboy. What's happening? The profaning of the Hakadosh Baruch Hu's name. That's what's eating this person up. And when he feels such a slavus. When he feels, as the Seals of Shalom says, that kino, this in of kanoi, people look at these people, oh, kanoi, kanoi, what is kanoi's conferences of Seals of Shalom from Abbas Hashem, that he's such love, and such closeness to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he feels the pegiya, that Chas v'Shalom saw him be pegiya in that covenant of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he goes out with all his might to destroy that. That's kanoim poigim. Only then he's allowed to do it. Comes along, Rabbi Yosef Lantz is beautiful. What was going on over here? The Shvatim had a shtarka taino. Reisem ben Putizeh! Who was his grandfather? He only wasn't Abu Avodah Zorah, Yisrael. He was somebody who worked in Avodah Zorah. He didn't just happen to be someone they called every Sunday morning to come to their and play a house of worship. He was in the back room. He was giving lectures. He was working with Avodah Zorah itself. That's where he stemmed from, Pinchas. We know Rashi brings down by Yichad Yisroi of Kol Haroh. When Yisro heard, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Yisroi of what happened in Klal Yisrael. So it says by Yichad, two pshat in Rashi, one pshat by Yichad. He got all happy. What a tremendous nace. Another thing, he started to get goose pimples all over his body. He's nervous. Where did Yisro come from? Yisro came from Goyim. What happened to all the Goyim? Deep down inside of you, he stems from Goy. You know, still we have inside of us that team, our favorite team, loses the Super Bowl. Okay, we're learning yeshiva what our yeshiva should have, but deep down inside of us, oh, the Giants lost. Ay-vay. It hurts a little bit. And here, Yisro hears what they did to the Goy, and Mavadi's happy. He was a full-fledged Ger now, Gavaldik. Here he is, Yisro the Ger, Gavaldik. But deep inside of it hurt a little bit. Goyim, what that Goyim? That was one of me. I used to build my muscles like them. Barbells. But together we used to be in the gym. We used to work out on the machine together. I remember him. Sam Macaroni. Yeah, down the block. He was a good friend of mine. You remember the guy down the block? Sam, old Sam. He had that delicatessen, that unkosher deli. They said bologna over there. We used to meet every day in the park. We used to go for a jog together. They wiped him out. It hurts a little bit. Vayichad Yisrael kol haroh. Comes along the Shvat and they have a beautiful taina. Hello, in the field halacha is, what does kanois have to be? Ah, how could it be a yid? A yid lives with a goy. How could it be lowering his kedushas Yisrael, taking off his kedushas Yisrael to live with a goy? It's not shayich. Oh, that's burning inside. Taina to Shvatim, Pinchas is chayiv. It's not shayich. He did such an act. Totally with the kin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He might have felt some loss, some not good feeling about it, but killing of Eldev or the Zara. He's not fully 100% Kamakana Kinnis Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no. I'll tell you where this act came from. Pinchas, Ben Alozo, Ben Aaron HaKoyen, the Hilika Aaron HaKoyen. Whose whole life he lived for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His whole life was a mama, was a whole 123 years, how much he lived. All his life was totally an act, and totally encompassed with acts of Kiddush Hashem through and through. And Elozah HaKoyen also. Elozah HaKoyen, that's the Meshech Chochma says, Pshat, why are we miyachas to Elozah HaKoyen? Because there was a Meisah not long ago. When Aaron HaKohen was Nifta, Zot Rashi, Klal Yisrael went back, seven Masois, they ran away, they got scared. Aaron HaKohen's gone, how are we going to proceed in life? They got scared, they started heading back. And Shevet HaLevi came along. And they pronounced, we're not going back, we're going forward. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said we have to go into Eretz Yisrael. This is a disgrace to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they ran back after them, and they started to kill them out, because they held it was a Chil Hashem. Who was the leader of that group? Elozer HaKoyen was leading the Koyanim in that battle for Kiddush Hashem. Zot Eretz Toyer HaKdoisha Pinchos Ben Elozer Ben Aaron HaKoyen Heishiv Es Chamosim Yal Bnei Yisrael Bekanoi Es Kinosi Bekanoi Es Kinosi. It was 100% kino for me. That's why I could possibly ever Bekanoi Es Kinosi. She was Mekanoi my kino. Ah, the Gemara says, "Amir the Gemara Bosai." The Gemara says in Ayiriv in Daf Yutes. So the pasuk Oivrei b'yemei kabocho, ha'hud mechayv who shais begehenim. Chas v'sholom. So the Gemara in Ayiriv in Yutes, if a person's chayv gehenim, ha'hu shaisa osi Avram Avinu umasiklu umekabelahu. Avram Avinu stands by the entrance from Gehenim and tries to pull people out by their payas. except for one person, except for a person has been shown that lived with the Goya, he's not mukur as a Yu, he's moshkar's orlo, and Dr. Chazal, Perish Rashi, Eino Makir Shuhu Yehudi. Avram doesn't recognize this man. He lived with a Goya. He profaned his Kedusha, his Goya, Rachmanu Litzlan. Obviously, a person does tshuva, there's a different story. Or a person didn't do tshuva, he lived with the Goya, Dr. Chazal. Everyone Avram can take out! Chutz Miim, Zot Rashi, and Eivin, Yutes, She'eino Makir Shuhu Yehudi! Does his Nishti Yid! He's missing from his etzim mahus of yin a yid. The moshcha alosoi, the daima ki misha'inu nimoel. What's dafke the pshat over here? Apia omor, zokter, yesh lehovin. Zokter, when Hashem was mitzava, Avram Avinu, al mitzvah smilo, what did he say? Vaki moisi es prisi. Beiniu, beinecho, bein zarocha, achra ledoroson, bis oilom, liyois lecho, lelukim, lachra zarocho, acharecho. Zog dehele kechinuch in the time of the mitzvah's meal and mitzvah beis. Vishe rotz Hashem izborach, likvoya ba'am, asher hivdil. He wanted to be koiveya, to set and stamp in the body of a Jew, of a nation that he was mavdil. To have a stamp on them forever. That even in the actual goof, very spiritually we're different. We come from a different makor, and the shomer is different. But Hashem wanted our goof to be different, to look different. The guy thinks it's by the nose, but we know where it is. We know what the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us. Hashem leitzom uvam enu shava, they're different in their actions. That's where it's nikkah, we have to remove the from the goy. If a guy goes and lives with the goy, by living with the goy, that is the act of showing chas v'sholoyim that you're not moved though. There is not nikkah that you're a yid. It's chas v'sholoyim like a person was moshcha or losoy, he pulled over the earl, over the mokum, to show that he's embarrassed. He's embarrassed to be a yid. The few this I wanted to answer, that's the pshat. Elio Anavi comes to every bris milah. Why Elio Anavi? Elio Anavi is Pinchas. He stood for this Yisoid. He was the one who showed and showed the welt. What was his act of taking this nekom? It wasn't just a maisa. Eli showed the world what it means. This is a chil of Kedushas Yisrael. Pinchas, Hashem says, you're going to be by every bris, because every bris represents this you say, that we are different. We're a different arm. We're not like the Goyim. This is the Yisoid of Pinchos ben Elozer ben Aaron HaKoyim. Hey, Sheves Hamosim Yal B'nei Yisrael. The anger that Hashem had. Tremendous anger Hashem had. It wasn't so much the Maisa's Nus of fire that angered Hashem, but even more so the Bizoyin with Goyim. Taking Goyish women, living with them, acting like the Goy, doing their Avodah Zarah, Rachmanu Litzlan, V'chora Af Hashem. We see that Lashon also, Oyv the Avodah Zarah, Rachmanu Litzlan. That is the trading in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this bris, this bris with us, that we are His nation, and He is our name, He is our God, no one else. And we go in Machlif. We go and look and to act like the Goy. Those are the Sephardim Pshat. In the Chil Hashem, for the Maisa of giving your son over. In the Avodah Zarah, when you pass through the fires, that act of the Sfon of Shad is the Chil Hashem, the Pasuk says. Because this is what you do with your son for the Avodah Zarah. And for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what are you doing? This is the Yisoid of Maisa. This is the tremendous Yisoid. A Yid has to know he's Andrish. The Yid has to know he's different. The Yid has to know he's holy. And he has to keep that holiness. But regular that he's moirid chas v'sholom to the level of being like the Goy. Rachmanu Litzlan. Rachmanu Litzlan. And this is a tremendous lesson for us. Not to forget who we are. Very good shmuz, Rabbi. I like the vort. A I'll tell her over at the Shabbos table today with my Shabbos delights. The Torah, it's not a vort, it's Yesoid Gadol, Rabbi Yisai. The Yesoid doesn't just apply to Chas V'Shom, this ag is tremendous Aveira. It doesn't just apply to Chas V'Shom taking an Avodah Zorah and worshipping it. The Yesoid extends so much in our lives. How we have to realize that we live like the Goy, we act with so much impregnated with the Goyish Hashkafis, and we strive in certain ways to live like the Goy, and who are our heroes, and who are the people we look up to, and who are the people in our minds we think, oh, these are great people in life. Agav, I happened to be reading this week, not real long ago, that it was a big chil, whatever it was, by them, by the Goyim, not long ago. It seems that there happened to be a famous World Cup match, and not long, I don't know when it happened, but one of the famous players in this World Cup gave a headbutt to somebody at the end of the match. And the article in the paper said, George, whatever his name was, you guys know better than me, Chas V'Shalom, you're holding Torah, you have to ask the Arabs outside. But one of these players, they said, that what was the tain on him? What are we going to tell our children the next day? This is the famous person in their culture, and this is all the children look up to, and how are we going to tell our children this person goes out, he can't control himself? What are we going to tell our children? This is who they look up to, Rabbi Yisai. A mushkash, who knows what he is, just because he can kick a ball into the goal. That's what he's famous for. But, and that's, the, for them, if what he did, a tremendous, a terrible act, who knows if he's a Balmidas anyway, but that's what's expected of him. That's who the Goyim look up to. Who are we looking up to? Who is our heroes? Who are the people that we look to get chizik from? The problem is, we grow up in such towns and lands. I had a person who teaches an Israeli yeshiva, and he told me they have a whole group of French bachrim there, and who you can't you get mamish the lachats and the tension before the match. Good thing I told Obama not to take any Italian bachrim into yeshiva last man, but I said these French bachrim. They're all tense. What's happening? Our country's massacre match. And how many people are running and running? Night Seder. There's a dichoy tonight. Special heter. Soccer match. Canceled Night Seder tonight. We have to watch this out. Our hometown. This is our God. This is us. We associate with these players. And we, from Uncle Sam's country, how are we, Pagua? I'm talking to myself also, boys. I told you, all these shmooze, and I scream at myself, but if I got into a room and start screaming, they lock me up and send me off to Bellevue. So I have to have a crowd here. But if I saw, what's our feelings deep inside? How much are we, Mushba, to live and to look up to these players? We once said over, if some famous baseball player would come into the building right now. How much you want to bet, my boys? I'll bet you on the table now. Any amount of money. Everybody will be up in the dormitory. There will be a hard time. Come on, Shmuley, get up! It's 12 o'clock in the afternoon. You still have to get up. You're still have to watch an Engelwasser. 7:30. Jim Sampson walks in. The famous basketball, baseball, football player. Here he is. He walks in with his baseball cap. Shmuley, Sammy, get up. You don't know who's here. Who is it? Jim Sampson's here. Wahoo! He's out the window! Quickest way to get up to the base medrash, to the front end of the yeshiva. There he is, dressed, all ready to go. He has his tefillin on. Jim Sampson's here. Wow. Those are Southern boys. Those are our heroes. Those are people we look up to. This is not the pshat. It's a chilul Hashem. Why is it a chilul Hashem, Rabbi Yisai? Moshe l'mo'adov v'goyim, Rabbi Yisai. The goyish ha'olam, Rabbi Yisai. The goyish ha'olam. All waiting in an auditorium in Austin, Texas. There they are, professors, Professor John Stone, who respected, it was bifocals. There they are, all the famous people coming. They're all waiting for the new premiere show. Somebody's coming on stage. There it is, Fluffy the dog walks on, and the human beings stand up. Round of applause for Fluffy. She can stand on one leg. Look, Mom, no hands. Fluffy the dog. And there are professors sitting there clapping away. Mary, did you see that? Fluffy, did you see how he stood on one leg? Wow! Our hero! After the show, they're lining up for autographs. Fluffy can ride also! You put it between his paws, the pen, and there he goes! They taught him to write! Fluffy! And there he is, the professor, who's graduated Harvard, Cornell, and then, Mary, please, let me get a picture. Fluffy, smile for the camera with Professor John Stone. I'm going to hang this on my wall next to my degree. Fluffy and I. This is the professor. We laugh at it. But this is the Yesoida boy side. Just like the animal kingdom is a less of a darga than the goy, than the human race. The Yidin are a whole different world, Rabbi Sai, and the goy, Rabbi Sai. We don't have to necessarily look down, but we have to realize who we are. Don't forget who we are, Rabbi Sai. Don't forget the covet of the Bet Adam in 1939. In Germany, there was a Halak Yid named Rabbi Shimon Schwab, and he gave a sermon in the shul. He gave a sermon in the shul, in Germany, and he said, he was talking about the sort of the eagle, that the eagle, the chait of the eagle was that Klal Yisrael felt they needed a middleman, they needed someone in between, a go-between between them and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the word in German for that, for middleman, was something in between, is called mittler. So Reb Shimon Schwab said, "We don't need no mittler." And there was someone in the crowd who wanted to. He went to the Germans and he told them that he was making a certain uprising against Yimach Shemoy, and he was called down to the Gestapo. And he tried to explain himself. He came over and brought his English, Hebrew, Baruch Hashem they had even then, the art scroll. So he had his art scroll, Chumash, in German. And he showed, it says here, Mittler. Lamaisa, they sent him home. But for 1 month straight, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon Schwab slept in his clothes. Why? He said later on, he was afraid they would come from in the middle of the night. He was afraid they would come from in the middle of the night and take him out to be hung. If he was wearing his pajamas or something else, it would be a chilul Hashem. This is how a Rav goes out, they take him out. He wanted to go out covered. Vos is a human being. Vos is a ben Adam. Vos is a ben Torah. Vos is a Yid. A Yid shouldn't go out chas v'shom looking at a fool. Vos a Yid, we are the pinnacle of the Bria. This is the Mahalich Rabbi Yisrael. We so much want to be like the Goy. And that's where our problems start. The Beis HaLevi speaks about Richus and Parashas Shmos. Anti-Semitism in the world is only a cause. The Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to show us, you, if you are not going to learn not to be like the Goy will show you not to be like him. You're going to try to mix and mingle and become like the Goy. In Mitzrayim, how they want to become, they stopped doing Mila also. They felt this will be the way. Hashem said, you don't want to be like the Yidin, you want to be like Goyim. I'll make a gzera that they'll separate you from them. This is the Yisoid Rabbi Yisrael. This is how we have to live our lives. Lifted up, knowing who we are, knowing what we're about, knowing and realizing the heights that we can go, the areas that we can reach because of our closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be proud when we do a mitzvah, to be proud that we're B'nai Torah. That a person should say, Baruch Adonai Kenner Hashem Vilonu Menachko Toyim V'Nosalonu Toyras Emes, with such a spilos, with such a feeling of gratitude
that a shabo chavonu mikol ha'amim v'nosa alonu es teirosoi. And the Gemara zogt in the Dorim that a Kodesh Baruch Hu said ma'amo ovdo oretz, why did we lose Eretz Yisrael? Zogt the Gemara shalom beirichu b'toyra t'chila, they didn't make birichas ha'toyra. Zogt Rashi bo metziya pei hei the brocha v'shabo chavonu, they didn't make, they didn't feel special being Yidden. They didn't feel unique. They didn't feel with high self-esteem the fact that we're Baruch Abonu Mikol Amim.
You don't feel special. You don't deserve Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, I set aside for my special nation. You'll lose your special country because you don't feel special. Why the problems a person has to wake up every morning with such a feeling, first that he's alive, but second that he's a Yid. We start Moidani Lefonecho, Melechai V'Kayim Shel Sa'at B'Nishmosi. That's the first thing. But Elokai Nishomesh Nesat B'Tahoyrohi. We talk about Aruchnius. We talk Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech O'ilom Shelo Yosani Goy. How much we make that brother with his phylos! Shalom, Yosani Goy! Do we feel in our bones the feeling what it means to be a Yid? You go to Russia today, so my father just told me, we grow up as Yidin, we went to shul, we did all the mitzvahs, it becomes so milamuda, it becomes so regular by us, there's nothing special about our mitzvahs. You go for a second to Russia, you see these people, these Yidden, how they're living their lives with serious nefesh, to do one mitzvah, to daven, to have a pris milah at ages that we wouldn't even think of, for the sake of the Yibayin Shalom. By us it comes all natural. We have to start to think a little bit about what it means, the feeling of what it means to be a Halak Yid, to have Kedusha Yisrael on you. That's how we're able to get confidence in life. You get a feeling of self-esteem, that a person feels self-worth. He has some fang knowing as a Yid. He has some fact that he's able to learn Torah. He has some fact to sit in a yeshiva and ask yourself to learn Torah. Go out in the world and see how many people have that opportunity and how much do we take it for granted. They say the famous marshal, same as Azar, that can you imagine the scene? Kodesh Baruch Hu made a special mitzvah, white elephant sale in Shemayim today. It's a white elephant sale that Hashem is opening the graves for 1 hour. You have 1 hour. It happens to be Macy's has that day also, a special sale. Anything you can fit in the shopping cart in that same hour. What would the people be running to, Rabbi Yisrael? Where would they be running? Well, can you imagine the scene? It's been announced, and Shemayim and Novi heard it, a special Godel heard it. The Yugavasa Rebbe got special, he got special Ruach HaKodesh, he heard, and Shemayim the Machruz it. Can you imagine the scene? Everybody, all the relatives running to the Beis HaKvaris, and there they are lining up. There they are, their great-great-grandma Tilly, she's coming out with Grandpa Sam. They're coming out. We'll be able to celebrate their 75th wedding anniversary. We were waiting for this for so long. Grandpa Sam and Aunt Tilly, please. What a celebration. There they are, all the Einiklech, even down to little Shloimi, the 3-year-old. He can't wait to see his Grandpa Sam. He was named after him. He's waiting by the thing with his little payas. And there it is. The kever opens up, and Grandpa Sam comes flying out, youthful and running. There he is. Grandpa Sam, can I have a candy? Asked little Yoili. And Grandpa Sam's nowhere to be found. Where is Grandpa Sam? He went to the Beis Medrash. He has 1 hour. Oh boy, would they be running to the Beis Medrash. But they realize the MS. They realize the Halakas Chus, what it means to be learning Torah. And there they feel the Amos Akshoy and those people. There they are, Rabbi Yisrael, running and running. 1 hour. I want to use the hour to fullest. He's not going out for any coffee break. There's no coffee machine in that Beis Medrash. There's no coffee breaks. He has 1 hour, 60 minutes, used after Torah. And we have the schus every single day, lahavdil, to come to Beis Medrash and to learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Halakha Torah that He gave it only to us. Goy shosik b'toyah, says the Gemara, chayav miso, is chayav miso, why? Moirosho, ki hilas Yaakov. It's your Moirosho, Goy has no shayachas to it. He has no shayachas to this inheritance, this special gift. It's only you who suffer in the bris. Goy, ain't I been a bris? Get lost. You have no shayachas. You can't come into the basement. Only we have that special supposed to learn this. And what about the mitzvahs of Oisai? 613 mitzvahs. Why so many mitzvahs Mefarshim has? The fetus you sowed, it's so beautiful. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have a reminder every single part of our lives that we're Kodesh. We take the towels in our hands in the morning, we make a bracha. Asher kiddishonu b'mitzvoisav v'tzivonu. We make the bracha every morning. Lehoniach to fill in. Did I make the bracha? Did I make the bracha? It's the fifth day in a row I have a suffix. It's a speck faker. I didn't make the bracha. Did I make Birchas HaTorah? Oh, patter up with Avaraba. I heard Tragi Cows in Shia. You can patter it up with Avaraba. What did he forget? I'm not sure if I made the bracha. I didn't make the bracha. Asher kiddushonu, you didn't forget to make a bracha on the tefillin. How can you forget to make the bracha? Asher kiddushonu, b'mitzvoisov, b'tzivonu, Hashem was mekadosh us with this mitzvah. The brachos of the Ritvon Psochim is hachana, hachana is haruchnias. It's hachana for the mitzvah. To put your mind in the right perspective, what you're about to do. You're about to do something which is not shayach, even though it's a physical act, but it's not shayach to oilam hazeh. This is a ruchni, this is a thing, this is something that's mekashi with the Kodesh Baruch, this is something that you have only to do, Asher Kiddushonu. Where's the feeling, Asher Kiddushonu? And when there's a feeling, Asher Kiddushonu, Rabbeisai, when that's pumped into you, you live a different life. You live a life of Kiddush Hashem. You live a life that the Kohen looks up to you. I once said the story here not long ago that it happened. That there was a certain guy who's traveling on the highway, and he sees in a long distance away a car broken down, and in front of it he sees a guy with a big yarmulke, skull cap on. So he's a yid. He pulls over to the side, and he looks. He cuts out of his car for bad damage, a broken tire or something like that, or oil missing, harm's on. He goes over and gets closer. And there it is. He doesn't believe his eyes. The skull palace cap, the yarmulke's giant, one of these big red, blue, and green yarmulkes. But his eye, the guy doesn't look Jewish. The guy, mamish looks, doesn't look Jewish. Not only that, he gets a little closer and closer, and Rachman tells him, what's he wearing around his neck? The boy said, T for two around his neck with a beanie on top. Excuse me, my name is Shmuel, Samuel, what's your name? Juan Schwartz? No, not Juan Schwartz, Rodriguez they call me, Juan Rodriguez, there he is, Mama, she couldn't tell if he's a man or a woman with that haircut, and there's Juan, and there's Samuel. Juan, can I ask you a small question? What are you doing with a yaobini on top of your head? Oh, you mean this thing up here? Yeah, that thing. What are you doing? Are you Jewish? No, I'm not Jewish. I'm far-fetched. You know, I'm not a Jew. What are you doing with a beanie on your head? Oh, that? You know, when I was a young boy, I just got my driver's license. My mother gave me as a present for my bar mitzvah. No, my mother gave me a present. This beanie, and she said, keep it in the glove compartment with a flashlight and a map. Whenever you have a breakdown, put on one of those hats. Don't worry, in a few seconds, someone's going to stop. I said, yeet! I said, under Metzias, my son. Thus, hey, see it in the voice. A yeet is under Metzias. Even the goy realizes it. The goy knows that we're different. And that's where the jealousy comes from, Rabbi Sai.
Loma Nikroshmo Sinai! Why is it called Sinai? Says the Gemara in Tanis Tezayin. Shemishom Yolda Sinal Umayis HaOilam. That the Umayis HaOilam, the certain hatred and jealousy. We have the Torah. We're living in a different plane. We are Yidden. They're not. There's a tremendous jealousy there, Rabbi Sai. But they realize that we're above the rest. We're a different nation, Rabbi Sai. We're different beings. The famous flight 209 traveling in from San Francisco to Denver, and there was a tremendous problem on the plane. The captain gets on and he says, I'm sorry to tell, the wheels of this plane are not working properly. The landing equipment is not functioning. We're going to have to make an emergency landing. And all the people on the plane started to get panicked. They started to think about their loved ones and what's going to be. There was one rabbi on the plane, a regular yid with a beard. He took out his tefillin and he started to daven. And the pilots waiting. And finally the time's coming. Prepare yourselves for the landing. And people are saying the last will and testament. I leave my dog Fluffy. To Professor Johnstone anyway. He liked the picture. And what do you leave? I leave my television set. The third one in the back room, I leave that to Uncle Sam. And the plane makes it a landing. Baruch Hashem, nothing happens. And on the way out, a true story, Rabbi Sai. On the way out, this rabbi, a regular yid, was walking out of the plane. And the stewardess says to him, Rabbi, can I speak to you for a second, a few words? He was in a big rush, it was ever Shabbos, he didn't have so much time. And the stewardess says to him, Rabbi! He said, don't call me Rabbi, I'm a plumber. Rabbi, I don't care if you're a plumber, you have a beard, you should know when everybody was looking to us for strength and chizuk. She went to Eshat Torah, she learned that word. We look to you, Rabbi. We look to you. We looked upon you, Jewish people. This is a very big contrast to what happened on one plane, Rabbi Sai. Around that time of year, Xmas and Hanukkah, and a lot of people were coming here on a Tower Air Flight 107. And there were Goyim and Yidden coming on the plane. And they were coming right before the landing when everybody's supposed to be buckled up in their seat belts. And the person on the front, the Goyish person, got on the crown thing and said, for all those sitting, merry, and for all those standing, happy Hanukkah. What a chilul Hashem, Rabbi Sai. But those who understand what it means to be a Yid understand that we represent a high class, a different nation. And this is what the Goyim look to, Rabbi Sai. This is what the Goyim see. This is what the Goyim see, Rabbi Sai. I want to tell you one last story. There was a certain Yid who wanted to build a yeshiva in Muncie. He wanted to build a yeshiva in Muncie. And he called a certain Askin in Muncie. And he said to him, Baruch, I need to get grounds. We have the money. We need grounds. We need to get that certain area over there that doesn't look like anybody's using. You're an Askin in the community, with the government, with the municipality over here. Can you speak to the head, that guy? He says, I don't know, I have a good relationship, but I don't know, he's not so fond of Jews. I don't know if we could pull it off. Do me a favor, says the yeshiva, try hard. We have the money now, we can start build a beautiful yeshiva. Kitsi calls up this head supervisor, the head of the municipality over there, Muncie, and he says, listen, we need a favor. We need something that was ground that really no one's using it anyway. Could we have it to build a building for a Jewish cause, a very important Jewish cause?
And he's waiting for an argument, and now the guys are pushing more. He says, sure, no problem. No problem, his mamish. Oh, he almost fell off the chair he's sitting on. What do you mean, no problem? No problem. When do you need it for? And I'll tell you, when do you need it for? As soon as possible, you got it. He was flabbergasted. He knew every time he called this person how much of a problem he had. Kitzo, what happens? What happens? He goes. And he goes to speak to the supervisor. He goes to bring the check. And he says, listen, I'm embarrassed to ask you, but I don't know why did you come across so easily? Not that you're a hard person, but, you know, it was so easy to work with you. You know, Baruch Hashem, you know. He says, you don't have to thank me. Don't thank me. Thank that holy rabbi who lives on Saddle Road, 39 Saddle Road. What do you mean? Well, I want to tell you, I have an old mother, and she happens to be in an old age home on a certain road in Muncie. And she's a very, very bitter woman. Her whole life she was bitter. I always had problems with her, and that's why I stuck her at the age of 39 in an old age home. I'm joking. But I put her very early in the old age home, and we couldn't take her. She was always bitter. Every time we came to her, she had complaints. Nothing was good. And one day I come to her, and there she is, smiling away, happy. I couldn't believe it. Even the nuns who work over there were tremendous. The people who work in this old age home were so, so flabbergasted. They don't understand what happened or changed. So recent times she's been very happy. And I went to visit my mother for the first time in 7 years. And after hearing, I went again back to see her. And I took her out and I asked, Mom, why the big change? What's going on? You're so happy. So she said, I'll tell you. Every day, these people take me out to get some sun. They also are like you. They don't want to, but they stick me in the sun, they come back. You see, I'm dark. I'm schwarz already. They put me in with the black women. I got so dark, they leave me out in the sun for hours. But you should know, I'm out there for a while. And every single day at a certain time, there's a rabbi, a holy-looking rabbi who comes over, especially crosses over the street to the front of this old age home and says good morning, talks to me a few words. He makes me feel great. I don't know, I just feel good. This holy man comes up to me and he makes me feel good. The Boisai, Yaakov Kamenetsky. And even Goyish and nuns were crying at his Levaya. He used to say good morning to them every day. And the Mice and Soldiers Field, Chicago Cubs. In Soldiers Field, the Mice, there was a Yid sitting next to a Goyish man. How do you tell him he was Goyish? You could tell with all those beers. Mamish, you know, he had his stomach over the chair of the next guy, the beer belly, with his hot dogs, unkosher hot dogs. And all of a sudden, he starts to talk with this Yid. And the Yid says, how's everything? Okay, where are you from? Good. So the Yid, speaking to the guy, they're talking a little while, so the guy asks him, do you know a man named Soloveitchik? From Chicago, Aaron Soloveitchik, rabbi. He says, sure. And then the Yid's face starts to get to a somber look. And the guy asks, what's wrong? Well, you should know he died a few days ago. And the guy says, What? That rabbi died? It can't be. Yes, his funeral was not only a few days ago. And he all of a sudden takes out his telephone and he throws his beer to the side. Takes out his telephone. He calls his wife. Mary, yeah, what's going on? Rabbi Soloveitchik died. And this Yid sitting there, what's going on here? This beer belly bum over here. Who knows how long he's been sitting at the park with his beers. He calls his wife to tell Rabbi Soloveitchik died. And he hears on the back phone crying. A goyish lady. And the Yid's going crazy. What's going on? He realized the reaction would occur. And he says to the guy, excuse me, sir, what do you have with Aaron Soloveitchik? Well, you know, my wife, she works on Northwestern Airlines. Rabbi Soloveitchik used to go back every twice a week to get a shear in New York. And every time he went in his wheelchair, he would go over to Netanyahu to speak to my wife, to say hello, to ask how she's doing, to know what's doing with the family. We had a personal connection with him. My wife is crying. The guy sees what a Jew is, what a holy Jew is. This is in our hands, to Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, to be people who live with a realization of our lineage, of who we are. Of who we are! Don't forget who we are! Never forget your Yid and the holiness that you have! The ancestors! The people that we come from! Heilek Yidin who gave their lives of Kiddush Hashem! For the purpose of telling the God they weren't embarrassed! They weren't embarrassed! This is what we can't forget! We have the picture for our eyes! Who are we? The opportunity that we have every single day of Yisrael. We know people are running back now. It's Bein Hazman and Blues coming up. They're already in Mamish packing up. What are we doing? Where are we heading? Where are we going? What are we doing? Let's then think a minute. What are we doing? Are we getting running out of the base measure to be and to act and to go to places that this is the life of the goy? Are we sitting there jealous of them jumping around in some crazy place, wishing that we could be there? Are we running to watch that, waiting for that Bein Hazmanim to get to be, to attach our eyeballs to the TV set again? We've been waiting for this for months. Get those eyeballs ready. They're going to be red soon. Or are we planning a Bein Hazmanim? Are we planning to live our lives as we go back as a Helik of Ben Torah who represents what Torah is? Who goes back to a Ben Hazmanim and shows the world, Das is a Ben Torah. This is a Ben Torah. This is, I want to send my son to a yeshiva. I want to send my son to a yeshiva. This is what comes out from him. A mensch, a Ben Torah, a Ben Al-Khaverodik. How could it be that a person comes back, Ben Hazmanim, and he comes to a davening, 9:30, 10 o'clock, and he schmoozes and he walks around? This is what a Baal Bas sees what a Ben Torah is. Does what Torah is, does what Torah represents. Rachmana litzlan, Rabbez Chilul Hashem, Ein Kapor lechilul Hashem, only Misa. But the boy who comes back, and he shows his parents, Das is a Ben Torah, Derech Eretz. He honors his parents. He shows his parents what their word means to him. He understands that his parents is Mesiras Nefesh for him learning. Oh, Dad, I need another check. I need a few $100 more. I just gave you last week. Yeah, but you know the sperm sale was on. I bought $300,000 worth of sperm. Just another $200. I need to eat supper this week. No problem, Bill. Sends out the check. Here's my credit card number. My parents are making Netflix for the kids. What do they get in return? They're expecting to see. Oh, Torah. I learned Torah. Let's see. Wayside, what we represent. We should walk out every morning after saying Lishloya Sanigoy. We should walk out after a state of learning on such a high, on such a feeling. Ribbono shel Olam, asher bo chavonu mikol ha'amim. Oy helik ribbono shel Olam, moida ani lefanecha. Moida ani lefanecha. We say we leave the Beis HaMikdash. Shesamta chelki miyoshei beis hamedrish, v'lo samti chelki miyoshei kronis. What a feeling of ador! Do we say that feeling? Who says it? There's no art school translation on it yet. We don't say it. But even if not, we do say it. How many say it with its spiles? Shesamta chelki, she'onu ameilim, ve'heinu meilim, she'onu rotzim, ve'heim rotzim. We're all running. They're running to an empty pit. Where are they running? We're running for Hashrecha v'olam ha'tovloch l'olam habo. That's where we're running. What a schus, but we're running also for the Hashrecha v'olam hazeh. Oy, how much of a schus this is sowed in life. The more a person has someone, the less he appreciates it. The oxygen that he has, the food, how much do we appreciate? And how much does a Ben Torah appreciate the schus it is to learn a word of Torah? Rabbi said, we're sitting with a person here, a boy who came to learn Torah in the Beis Medrash, when he took off from whatever he took off from to come to learn Torah. What a Kiddush Hashem that is! And we as our Kiddush Hashem, it's our feeling of gratitude that we have the opportunity. Let's not waste it. Let's use the time that's left. But even more so, Rabbi said, our plans for Bein Hazmanim, what's it going to look like? Are we going to go back to the old Shtusim? And even though we grew, we raised ourselves to a different Madrega, we're still going to play around the silly party again. We're still going to go do the stupidities that we did in the past. Come on, let's go drive the car again, around the block another time. What are we going to go to? What are we going to be doing? Is it possible, Ben Torah, to Chas V'Shom, sit and watch things that's not proper, Ben Hazmanim? The Chilul Hashem, Shepoy, even if no one sees. The Bas Bel Necha, Pinchas Ben Elazar, he goes ahead and sees all Chas V'Shom, a Yid, profaning Shtusha Shom, live with a guy! And we go and do things, and we look at the television sets, and all that stuff that was made for the guy! Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring all these entertainments to the world? Who is it for, Abayisai? Who is it for? Not for the Yidin. The Yidin are for Torah mitzvahs. The Goyim have to be occupied, or else they'll be anti-Semitic, they'll attack, because Hashem gave them so much to be occupied with. And we go and machlef it. For what? For here, you can compare 1 second of learning to all those shtusim. That's the Chilul Hashem Shaboy. That's the Mechazik Rabbi said the last few weeks that's left. To appreciate when some you're losing something, you always appreciate at the end. Versus on his last day in the yeshiva, whatever, all of a sudden he appreciates the yeshiva even more. And a person leaving for a Ben Hazman, you can appreciate a little bit more. You're going to lose it soon, Rabbi said. Not the same diet of learning. But more so, Rabbi Yisrael, let's represent who we really are. The Yam Kodosh, the Mamlechas Kohanim, the Goy Kodosh, with the Goy Kodosh, realize we're holy, don't profane yourselves. And be Eza Hashem, you'll be a Kiddush Hashem, not only to your Mishpachas, but to the ganze world, that they'll say, as the Gemara says in Yuma Pei Vav, the person who learned Torah and acts nach with the Brias. Ashrei! Mi shalom dai Torah! Ashrei Rabbi! Ashrei Mishpachtoi! How many people came over to different people's parents and said, what a nachas your son is! A ben Torah amiti! What a nachas! Halavai can have a child like that! Halavai can have someone who understands what Yiddishkeit is about like that! That's what you could do! You could bring a Kiddush Hashem to Klal Yisrael! And through the Kiddush Hashem, Rabbi Yisrael, what a nachas it is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu! And that's the Brisi Shalom that Pinchas was Zeicha. Brisi Shalom, Hashem gives him long life. Hashem gives him honor. He's a Kohen for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was Mephazah himself. He was Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted him up and made him Kadosh and holy. That's what we have to do. And then Be'ez Hashem, through the koyach of the Kiddush Hashem, Kloli Rabbi Yisai, that everyone in their own way makes this impression on others in Klal Yisrael, will help to bring others into the godless of Klal Yisrael, and that everybody will realize for once the holiness, the godless, the greatness of Klal Yisrael. Through that we'll bring a Nachas Ruach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and through that we'll bring Mashiach Tzidkenu, and Heyo Yomeinu Amen.